Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss Liam Payne's ass pics, whether or not Space Jam stands the test of time, Nicki Minaj's feud with Wendy's, and the do's and don'ts of alarm etiquette. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Good day, Tyler.
Hi, Corey.
Bitch, I snuck in that first hello
again. I know. You were very quick with your tongue. Just flicker, 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 always. Flicker with the tongue and getting your words in so fast.
Whew. Is this episode sponsored by Flicker?
Flicker, 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 flicker with your tongue.
No, you remember the website Flicker?
Yeah, I would. I used PhotoBucket back in the day.
Oh, wow.
That's where I uploaded my nudes from my digital camera.
What? After you printed them out and scanned them?
After I printed them out on my sprocket.
Listen, I don't care what you call your butthole.
No.
Did you... What was that daily pick?
Daily Booth.
Daily Booth, yeah.
Daily Booth was Instagram before Instagram.
Wow, shit, you're right.
It was the point of Daily Booth. If anybody had Daily Booth, it was you were supposed to post one picture every day, and it was supposed to be from like your computer camera, right?
Yeah, I think Daily Booth invented selfies.
No, because that's not really a selfie. For like a computer camera picture, it's not a selfie, is it? A selfie has to have like the extended arm, I would say. That's my definition of selfie.
Okay.
Well, cool.
Very ableist of you to say.
Wow. Actually, you're not wrong. Okay. Cool. Call me out, Corey. How was your 4th of July,
bitch? You want me to get into it? You want me to get heated? You want me to go?
Yeah. Sure. Did you pop off like a firework? Were you partying in the USA?
Oh, bitch, no. Because San Francisco Pride was right before the 4th of July. I just really had a lazy week of doing nothing.
Oh. Wow, you went off.
Well, you know, my seasonal depression flared up, and I just thought, I sure don't want to see anybody for 4 days.
Well, that's, you know, the American way. Good for you.
Well, my therapist said, introverts are usually more the type to recharge on their own.
Another 4th of July alone.
I said, me? An introvert?
Yeah, you're an introvert, of course. Would you not say?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm kidding. You're not an introvert. Would you say that I'm an introvert?
I'd say you're a dumb bitch.
Okay, well then there you have it. So you didn't do anything ladies for the 4th of July?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Little Miss Dumb Bitch.
I saw, you know, guess what drag queen I saw on the 4th of July?
Miss America.
No, close. Shangela. We spent all of 4th of July week together. It was great.
How cute.
She did a one-woman show on Fire Island, and it was so much fun. It was like stand-up, and like she did these like, original songs, if you will. And it was fun. I loved it. I was cackling. I was cackling the whole time.
Well, when I'm a comedian, do you know what I'm going to do instead of stand-up?
What?
Sit down.
Okay, great.
I'm a sit-down comedian because I'm lazy.
Yeah, well, that sounds ableist.
That's why we have a podcast.
Well, I think, yeah, a podcast is sit-down comedy.
Are we sit-down comedians?
Yes, that is what a podcast is, I think.
I'm starting a solo podcast on my own, and I'm calling it the sit-down comedian.
Okay, well, can it be to the tune of On My Own?
Will you subscribe?
No.
Will you leave it an iTunes review?
No.
Listen, I mean, I had to do the ad reads while you were on vacation.
I found out because I saw people tweeting that they truly were shook when they heard you saying,
"Listen,
and we don't talk about something without giving you guys the hookup."
Well, listen, I will say that quite a few people sent me very nice messages and said I sounded great. One little cycle clit told me I sounded like... One little cycle clit told me that I sounded like a middle schooler giving a presentation.
Well,
I thought, bitch,
if probably the Skechers in middle fit, school. Baby, if the Skechers fit.
If the shape ups fit, honey.
If the light up shoes fit. Did you ever see my light up shoes that I bought?
Do you have to put batteries in light up shoes?
No,
are they solar powered?
They have a port and I can plug it into like a...
You have to plug in your shoes?
Well, it's not...
A waste of energy. No
they're
wonder
not
the
my
planet's
everyday
dying.
Shoes. They're my rave shoes.
No wonder the earth is dying. People are out there charging their shoes so that they can like pop out a roller skate and slide through the mall.
I swear to God, imagine if you were at a rave and somebody kicked out their Heelys.
Had Heelys?
Oh my God.
Should we wear our Heelys to San Diego Pride?
I don't see why not. I think that could be beneficial. A quick getaway, you know, about that?
Yeah. If you've got a scurry and a pinch?
Yeah. Yeah. cool. I got a scurry in my pinch right now. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so I was flying home today, and the selection of movies was terrible, but I watched Space Jam 1. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Have you seen it recently?
We've talked about it. Yes. Where did we watch that? Oh, I think it was after your birthday when we were all laying in the hotel room. Didn't we watch the end of Space Jam, and then we watched Beetlejuice? You know my memory's better than yours. Oof,
that is a blur. Maybe. It's possible. We were coming right out of a rave. I didn't have my Heelys. Yeah.
Bill Murray's there. Jordan Michael.
True. Jordan Michael.
Jordan Michael.
Well, no. I was watching. I was like, okay, I want to watch Space Jam and see if it stands the test of time. Because a lot of movies do not stand the test of time. And you remember them to be a lot better than they were. And then you watch it and it's like, oh, this wasn't funny. And this like didn't have a good plot. And this was like poorly made, blah, 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 blah. Space Jam really keeps up. It's great. I think the comedy hits. The Looney Tunes are great. Michael Jordan is still relevant. It's like everything hits. And who's that? Bill Murray. Is he dead?
Maybe.
Beats me. The only thing that doesn't hit is the, you know, R. Kelly rape, etc.
Oh, well. Yeah, that's not into it.
I do wonder if they're going to re-release and kind of skim him off the top, if you will. Just get rid of...
Well, here's hoping.
Well, who is he? You know they're making a Space Jam 2.
What?
Yes. Wait, you didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's not Michael Jordan anymore. It's... who is it? I don't know. What's his head? Who's that dude?
LeBron James.
Thank you. Yes, it is LeBron James.
LeBron.
Was that just a guess or what?
LeBron James.
What is that? What are you doing?
The thing.
I don't
you know the
no,
thing.
I don't know that thing. A lot of things to the test of time. There was a Danny DeVito plays the villain. That guy from Jurassic Park plays the sidekick. The guy who like has the spray can of shaving cream in Jurassic Park. He plays the sidekick. Still great. Wonderful. There's a cameo from Richard Simmons. Everything keeps. It's not like the cameo from Home Alone 2 with, what's his head? Donald Trump didn't keep.
Well, I mean, there's still time for one of those fucks to be elected president, so.
Yeah, well, Danny DeVito, I would be okay with. Richard Simmons, maybe not.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever. And so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
You know what movie I finally saw and that I'm ready to go off about?
Please, go off.
Toy Story 4.
Okay, what? Okay, no spoilers or spoilers or what? If you want to not hear spoilers, I guess skip. But, like, do you have things to say? I fell asleep so many times during it. I was so tired. So I don't really remember much of it.
You told us that. I hadn't seen it. I watched it over the 4th of July weekend. At this point, listen.
If you haven't seen it, that's your bad.
Yeah, I am going to spoil shit, though.
Go.
At the very end, like, okay, what? So Woody just abandons all friends and friendship so that he can go off with some woman? What's the moral of the story here? Abandon your friends to be in a relationship?
I don't know. Maybe it's maybe it's okay to find different purpose in your life? Maybe that's the message. I don't know.
I agree, but if that's the case, then like go find yourself on your own. Why you gotta like crash Bo Peep's party? She was being a strong, independent woman. She had this sweet girl gang. They were all like badass.
Did they like make out at the end or something? Was it romantic? I don't remember.
Also, you're telling me we can't have a fucking gay rat wedding on Arthur, I have to see, like, people are all, why do cartoon characters have to be gay? And they all act like we don't put up with fucking straight cartoons in love with each other our whole lives.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm like, we can't have Mr. Ratburn be gay and Arthur without people shitting the bed, but nobody wants to talk about Woody and Bo Peep trying to fuck the entire movie of Toy Story 4. I don't need your straight toy culture, heterosexual normativity. Whatever the words are.
Sure.
Shoved down my throat.
I would love anything shoved down my throat. Speaking of things I want shoved down my throat.
So did you hear me or not?
I didn't.
Do you agree?
I fell asleep during your review just as much as I fell asleep during the movie.
Wow. Well, I just thought we spent three whole movies thinking about all these toys being friends and how friendship was important and how sticking together was the best.
Well,
and
now we had the toys want to fuck.
And we had to watch all the toys almost get burned up in the trash bin at the end of Toy Story 3. But they all stuck together and they all held hands and friendship is important. And then suddenly Toy Story 4, a fucking spork becomes a toy.
I love Sporky. Okay, let's not be rude. And I love Sporky meeting his new love, Sporkette, or whatever her name is.
When was that?
You didn't stay for the after credit? Or whatever the
hell? No, I was too furious about watching that straight toys be straight in love together for an hour and a half.
Okay. Yeah, I missed most of that. I don't really remember it a lot. I don't even remember who the villain was, to be honest. Who was
the villain? Was that creepy little girl doll, but I mean,
I cannot even picture her.
She wasn't real. She was like an American. She was like a porcelain American girl doll. Mm. And her voice box was broken, so she wanted Woody's voice box.
Oh, yeah. So he just gave it to her? I didn't really get that. I must have missed something about that. Yeah,
because friendship is important. Until someone else comes along, you should ditch your friends and run away with them and not have friends anymore and just be in a stupid relationship.
Well,
if Woody wasn't as was Woody should have just stayed in the closet, collected his dust bunnies, and been a cold and lonely loser like me.
Just like you, stayed in the closet and been a cold and lonely loser.
Thank you all for coming to my TED Talk. I didn't realize also that Toy Story 4 would make me this heated, and yet here we are.
Well, I saw a movie recently.
Was it Midsommar?
No, I wanted to see it, but it was sold out. I was in New York. I was in New York. I had a night to go do whatever I wanted alone, and I was going to see a movie by myself. I brought Chipotle to the movie theater.
And you weren't going to go see Spider-Man?
There's a Spider-Man out?
Yeah, with that guy who dances like Rihanna.
I've seen it. The cartoon
one? No, bitch. No, a new one just came out last week.
We don't need another Spider-Man. Or is it the same little boy that does Dancing with Rihanna?
I literally just said that.
Oh, I wasn't listening. Well, okay, so no, I didn't see that. I didn't. Oh, with Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Wait, I didn't know Jake Gyllenhaal was in it.
He's either like a sidekick or a villain. I don't know. I'm too far behind on Marvel movies to ever catch up. It's like, I'm done.
He could sidekick me in the head and make out with my passed out corpse.
Okay, that's not the movie I saw.
Did you want to hear my review of Midsommar?
I don't want to hear anything about it yet because I want to see it. You're gonna see it. Tell me anything.
I was going to tell you, you're going to hate it. And you know who's going to hate it even more than you? Anthony.
Okay, don't say anything. I don't want to know anymore.
When I see you and Anthony tomorrow in person, I'm going to tell you both that you're going to hate it. And that's all I'm going to say.
You're fun. You're great. No, I saw the movie yesterday.
Okay, yeah, apparently we invented that movie.
I know. Somebody tweeted us that a lot of times people will tweet us when they're going back into episodes of the podcast. They're like, oh, I'm 4 years behind and I'm catching up. And you just mentioned the idea of Born This Way. Or you just mentioned, you thought up of, what we could have invented. What have we invented so far in the podcast?
I don't know. Pretty much everything we've talked about has come true except for that parrot killing a celebrity.
No. People tweet me all the times about parrots or like birds killing people. And they're like, here it is. Finally. Your prediction coming true.
Well, I wish those cycle baby bitches would tag me in that tweet.
I don't know if I like cycle clit. So let's not go that route. No, I saw the movie I saw the movie yesterday. Have you seen it yet?
One moment. Should we invent three merch t-shirts? One that's a cycle baby, one that's a cycle clit, and one that's a cycle ghosty, and then you buy the cycle ghosty one to slip on your friends at their funerals right before they get buried.
Not slip on your friend, as if like behind everyone's back while they're getting
would you like to go say your goodbye to
what?
The
Can I ask deceased? You what happens at a funeral? I skip out on funerals. I do not go to funerals.
I have only been to like two. I've been very lucky. Funerals, people are all, this person was great. They lived. If it's an open casket, you have to go up and like touch the hand of the person.
Is that required?
No, but like, I just remember when my great grandparents died, they had like open caskets. And
do you put something in the box? Can you put something in the box? A friendship bracelet?
Yeah, you can like slip little things in their pockets and stuff.
No.
Yeah, why not?
Poppers. Just for the ghosty, for the fumes.
A joint.
No.
A joint. And they're all pop pops getting stoned up in heaven.
No. Okay, well I'm Club. Okay, no.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
So I saw the movie yesterday. Have you seen it?
No, I can tell you what happens. I heard big drama about that movie.
Tell me.
I heard that they said because Beatles music wasn't invented, 9/11 didn't happen, according to the movie.
Did we discuss this? Or maybe we
didn't.
No,
I think I saw it on The View. I don't know.
Well, yeah, people can make those jumps and be like, oh, well, if Beatles never existed, then Yoko Ono never tripped John blah, 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 and JonBenet Ramsey never found out about this, and then that never happened in here, and then 9/11, the plane didn't, blah, blah, blah. The, you know, connections and things like
that. Was there an actual plot point that called out the fact that 9/11 didn't happen?
No. Or I fell asleep and I missed it. But no, I don't think so. Yesterday, it was cute. It was fine. It's exactly what you think it's going to be.
Yeah. Hey, dude, with Ed Sheeran.
There was a lot of Ed Sheeran. You would have hated it.
I like Ed Sheeran. In fact, I was ready to say that Castle on the Hill was my favorite song from this decade. Imagine.
That's bonkers. That's wild.
They played it when I was leaving Barry's the other day, and I thought, whenever I hear that song, I just feel like I can conquer the world.
Okay, sure.
Should I tweet at Ed and let him know?
Let him know. He doesn't really follow his Twitter, I don't think. I did just listen to a new Ed Sheeran song that I really like.
Yeah, the one with him and Yerba?
Yes. Yerba?
Yeah, but I don't know. I thought it was yerba because, oh, maybe that's just a garden out here in San Francisco. Yerba Buena Gardens.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
So I just listened to it when I was walking home to meet you to record this podcast.
It's cute. I like it. Anyway, Ed Sheeran is in it a lot, which was fine. There was one part where I genuinely laughed out loud, and it was when Ed Sheeran's phone goes off and it's one of his own songs as the ringtone. And I thought, the whole crowd cackled. But it was fine. Another plot point that existed was Coca-Cola didn't exist and only Pepsi existed. I found that to be, so I guess like the point of things not existing was like the best version of things didn't exist. Does that make
sense?
Because
of the Beatles?
No,
that's a reach.
I think his point was like, imagine if the best thing in the world didn't exist or something, or I don't know. And then Coca-Cola didn't exist.
Got it. Are you trying to say 9/11 was the best thing in the world?
I didn't say it, but you jumped to that conclusion.
I'm still confused as to how somebody deduced that 9/11 didn't happen in that movie if it was not a plot point. Oh, well, I guess you said you fell asleep.
I don't think it was part. No, I didn't fall asleep during yesterday. Oh. I don't think. It's hard to Google 9/11 yesterday. It doesn't really bring me anything except like.
Are you sleeping now?
I wish. No, I two things about yesterday. Number one, I realized I was not going to love the movie after I sat through all the previews, and I realized I didn't want to see a single movie of the previews, because don't you think like they match the previews with the movies of what they think you'll also like? And so I was like, oh, these are all shitty previews. I'm going to hate this movie. It's going to be shitty. And then
I was going to say, that's why I love going to scary movies, because it's all like scary movies before the scary movie starts.
There was a preview during it for a movie that was identical to the movie that we were about to see, except with like Bruce Springsteen. And all of us, I felt like there was a vibe in the theater of all of us being like, this is what we're about to see, except a different plot.
Well, girl, one of my favorite parts about going to movies is waiting the previews ahead of time and seeing what dumb parts people laugh at movie previews that I don't think are funny. And I just think, really? You laughed at that?
Yeah, it makes me hate everyone. I had a movie talker next to me who kept talking about what he thought were plot twists, but I was thinking, that's not a plot twist. Like, you're just watching the movie, and like, it's like, these aren't twists. And he kept being like, oh, and I was like, oh my God, dude. Like, please. Stop.
Yeah. The theater I go to in San Francisco, there's like no talking allowed. And they're all, if somebody's talking, tattle on them and we will give them a warning.
Not tattle.
And they don't say tattle, but it's very implied. You should tattle. I think you should be able to text in and complain about a noisy person.
Oh my God.
Because how am I supposed to get up, leave my seat, and then come back a moment later, and then a moment later, the person gets shushed by the ticket taker? Like, they're going to know I just went and tattled.
Yeah, there's no easy way to do it. You just have to leave completely and be like, I want my money back.
If you look at the person, they'll shut the fuck up if they have or if they're like a normal human. But I looked at this guy and girl yesterday that were on a date next to me at Midsummer, and they fucking didn't shut up at all.
On my flight today, somebody, the dude sitting next to me was sleeping and his alarm was going off, but he had his headphones
no,
in.
No, no.
He had his headphones in and it was like 6 a.m. So everyone was sleeping and the people were all like turning around and looking at me as if I didn't know my alarm was going off. I was like, it's not my phone. Everyone was like giving me a glare and I wanted to be like, I don't know what to do. Do I like wake this dude up? It was stressful for a minute. It was during my Space Jam 1.
Ugh, well, you should have put in your headphones and just acted like you didn't know.
I had my headphones on, and I think they were looking at me like, take your headphones off. You don't even know your alarm's going off. And I wanted to be like, I know what, I'm cognizant. Thank you.
When I got to work today, two of my coworkers were talking about hitting the snooze button. And I literally just said, people who hit the snooze button are the fucking rudest people in the world.
Well,
and they were gagged. And I said, hold on. I said, I take that back. I say, if you share a space
with someone else
and you hit the snooze button, you're a terrible person and I'll see you in hell.
I agree with that. If you live alone and nobody else is going to hear the alarm, do your thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But also, I feel like that's like a cliche from a high school movie. Like, do people really push the snooze button? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I do not do that. I have one alarm. I wake up. Or more often than not, I wake up before my alarm goes off and I just get up.
I had one of my college roommates like hit the snooze button like 18 times.
Oh, no.
And while I was there trying to sleep and I was all, can you not?
Oh, do people have alarm clocks? Do people have clocks in their rooms? Do you have a clock in your room?
I don't. I mean, I used to. But I used to. In college, I did too.
I just use my alarms on my phone. And literally half the time, I accidentally do PM instead of AM. And then I just wake up normally and I think, I feel like my alarm should have gone off by now.
Like when you open your alarm settings on your phone, do you have like 900 different alarms?
Yes. I have like 601, 602, 603, 604. Because I've set all... Usually what I do is I say, okay, Siri, wake me up in 8 hours. And then whatever that is from 8 hours from then. And so over the years, it's accumulated to all these different saved alarm times. So if I were to ever open the alarm area, it's like every alarm that I've ever set in my life, which is like every minute of every hour.
Oh my God. My friend literally opened his phone and had like one for 6, one for 6:30, one for 7, one for 7:30, one for 7:45, one for 8. But he had all of them and he's like, well, yeah, I just go through and slide which one I want.
Yeah, I do that.
I have one and I just change the time every day.
You have one alarm, period.
Yeah, look,
no,
it just says, it says 7 a.m. And if I ever don't want to get up at 7 a.m., then I just edit that one clock and change it to 9 a.m.
No, that's monstrous. That's gross. That's like people that delete texts as soon as they get them and always have zero texts in their inbox. That's like sociopath.
What do you mean delete them?
How you can slide your texts over and delete texts?
That deletes the whole chain of all
your
messages.
Yes, people do that. I know people that do that, and I think, what are you hiding? What's
the guy? I've tweeted about how often I read I look at people's phones and like read their texts while I'm like commuting to work. Like if someone's standing next to me on a train and they're texting, I'm going to read it.
Oh, I thought you were saying you take your friend's phone.
Oh, no. If I'm sitting on a fucking Muni or BART in San Francisco and I'm commuting to work and someone's like just openly texting next to me, I will read it.
Raymond Braun is the worst. He will literally, what's it called? Rubberneck or like stretch his neck out. He will like lean over to read your phone. And he's and every time he'll say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. That's my worst habit." And I'm like, "Well, if you know it's your worst habit, if you're aware of the problem."
Well, I'm going to ask you what you think your worst habit is, and while you're thinking about it, I'm going to tell you that when I was commuting home from work today, the guy next to me was texting people, and all he did not have a single number saved in his phone. So when he was scrolling
that
through his text,
insane.
That is sociopathic, I think. he was like texting, and then he was like texting, and it was all just numbers. And I thought, did he just get a new phone? Was his iCloud not set up?
Oh my God, that stresses me.
I was like,
out.
How does he even know who he's talking to?
The thought of having to think and like scroll around in the text message and try to figure out and deduce every single time who this person is, that would drive me insane. I have a friend, you know, Tandrew. He has everyone in his phone listed not as their name, but as an emoji.
What do you think I am? I hope I'm the dog emoji.
I think you're unsaved. I think you're just a phone number. Truly. I wonder what I am, actually. I think he once asked me what I wanted to be. But I that would be too much also. I'm like, I don't like having to think of who's who and, you know.
The next time I see you, I'm going to take your phone when you're not looking. I'm going to edit my name in your phone so that it says Anthony. And then I'm going to ask you to send me nudes.
Okay, well, I don't send nudes even to Anthony. But Anthony's the only person in my phone that has emojis in his name. Which I love because I only do emojis for Anthony and for group chats. And so it's very easy to scroll and find the group chats and Anthony. You know what I'm saying?
I don't love emojis and names.
I only like it for a group chat.
That's a big commitment.
Because then it kind of stands out to me, you know?
Well, I should stand out to you as your good friend.
Well, you're in my phone as K-Cool. You're the only person that's
because you.
Name.
It's because you still don't know how to spell my first name.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true.
Not Miss Teen Shoot and Shoot.
That's true. Corey, I found something on the internet today that reminded me of you because you know how you're going to die alone?
Yeah. I mean, everyone reminds me on Twitter at least once a week.
Well, they're now selling loaves of bread that are half the size for single people. You're in luck.
God bless. Well, I know I should buy that because lately my bread's been getting moldy because I haven't even been using it all.
Well, I got home today and oh my God, my bread was, whew, it was Moldville, USA because I was gone for 16 days and I really left it to mold and rot.
Yeah, you probably like didn't take your garbage out before you left either.
No, I got home and my cleaning lady really did the deed. She really went to work in my home, so please and thank you.
Wow, so she left your moldy bread?
she did everything except but leave my... No, she didn't go in my cabinet and like get rid of the expired thing.
I've seen your cleaning lady eat chips and salsa at your house.
I told her that my home is her home and she can indulge, okay? This is a safe space for her to dine.
The one time I came over to your place and you weren't there and I was like letting myself in and she was there cleaning, she about did the deed on your kitchen floor.
What does that even mean?
Shit.
No!
when I turned that corner and saw her having some hummus, having some salsa, and a Coke Zero.
I like when people... You know what? I like having a home where people can
I know, you're a,
have
you're
their
a feeder.
Food. Yes.
You're a feeder.
And if that means people come into my home while I'm not there and they eat my food, then so be it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. You are a good host. I always feel very fed when I'm at your house. Very... what's the opposite? If you're hungry and you get fed, what is that? What's the word
starved?
For that? If you're like, no, if you're thirsty and you get
parched,
no, when you've had enough thirst.
Oh,
like oh, I'm
quenched.
Fed, quenched. Okay.
Oh my God,
I'm feeling fed and quenched when I'm ever at your house, baby.
Well, you know who's not feeling fed? I'll tell you,
Kevin Federline.
No, did you see Nicki Minaj, her latest fight?
Well, I saw that she had to, well, I didn't see. I heard that she had to cancel her tour in Saudi Arabia because of like a human rights issue.
I don't know.
It was one of the, we went to trivia on Tuesday and that was one of the questions. It was which pop stars canceling their Saudi Arabian tour. And I thought,
did she Google it after she already said yes?
No, I said, since when are we referring to Nicki Minaj as a pop star?
Oh, go off. No, she's currently a
rapper.
She's currently duking it out with Wendy's because they keep taking spicy chicken nuggets off the menu.
Oh, well, bitch, I would be heated too.
As a spicy chicken nugget?
Then they're not even that hot.
Are they? I don't know. I've never had them.
Yeah. Wait, now, did you hear...
Go.
Since we're in the, well, we've only got another few seconds we can talk, but since
Since
we're in the business of predicting the future,
sure.
What if, do you think there's a Katy Perry Taylor Swift collab coming on Taylor Swift's album in a few weeks?
Well, I knew ahead of time about how
you need to calm down.
Yes, I feel like all the gays knew that. Everyone was buzzing about like, oh, somebody knew somebody that was on set that day. Blah 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 blah. I don't know, and I don't care.
Okay, well, keep hitting the snooze button, you trash human.
Well, you know what? When we log out of this, I've got some stories for you about my week, because, girl...
Well, the good news for you is I'm seeing you in literally less than 12 hours.
I have things to tell you about the concert that I went to.
Honey. Well, I will make sure you're in my hotel room.
Perfect. Corey... I think that's all the time that we have for today.
Yeah, we're fresh out of time, bitches.
Oh, wow. We didn't even get to Liam Payne's ass pics.
I couldn't care less. Hairy or not?
I would consider them the size of half a loaf of bread.
Okay.
Just enough for a single man.
Potato.
Not enough to get moldy.
Potato bread?
I hate potato bread.
I love it.
Of course you do. That feels very Midwestern.
Thanks. Well, you know what they say about me.
It's very like a pierogi, you know, in the freezer.
You know what they say. Midwesterns, down home and plenty of fun.
Are you going to explain that or no?
Maybe we'll save it for the next episode.
Save it for the next episode. Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
I'm online at Corey Cool, KoreyKuhl everywhere.
And I am Tyler Oakley, TYLEROAKLEY. Thank you for tuning in. Give us a review on iTunes. Listen on Spotify, blah, 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 blah. We'll catch you guys next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.